Watch, 7 Classic Saturday Night Live Sketches That Would Be Banned in Today's Woke Climate. By David Ng on September 16, 2019. John Belushi as a Japanese samurai. Julia Sweeney as the gender-ambiguous Pat. Jane, you ignorant slut. These memorable Saturday Night Live sketches challenge the boundaries of taste and political correctness to become TV classics. But would they survive today's cancel culture in which woke identity politics has become the ultimate arbiter of comedy? Saturday Night Live said Monday that it has fired Shane Gillis after old jokes surfaced showing the comedian using slurs against Asians and gays. Gillis, who had been hired just 4 days before, issued an apology, to no avail. Even Democratic presidential hopeful Andrew Yang said Gillis shouldn't be fired. "We would benefit from being more forgiving than punitive. We are all human," Yang tweeted. If SNL producers took a look back at their own archives, they would have no choice but to cancel themselves. Here are 7 memorable SNL sketches that wouldn't pass muster today based on the show's own woke standards and practices. John Belushi in Samurai Hotel. Playing a samurai and shouted fake Japanese, the late John Belushi is guilty of 2 crimes against wokeness: yellowface and cultural appropriation. The ambiguously gay duo. This recurring animated sketch portraying superhero partners Ace and Gary is rife with unexamined homophobia. Julia Sweeney as Pat. Sweeney's character was so popular that the sketch became a movie in 1994. But her portrayal is a mockery of gender nonconforming individuals. Billy Crystal as Sammy Davis Jr. Blackface. Enough said. She's got it! %K. Woke corporate culture was still in the future in 2013, when no one had heard of transphobia. Chippendales audition. The late Chris Farley played an obese dancer auditioning for the Chippendales. Verdict: fat shaming. Jane, you ignorant slut. Playing workplace misogyny for laughs would earn Dan Aykroyd a trip to NBC's Human Resources Department today. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.